Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here, and it is now day one of October, the music month on Audio Boo. And the question for day one is music I like now. So I've been thinking about this ever since Paul Omani, who is Omani Blog, since he posted the questions for week one. And I thought the best way of gauging what I'm listening to now is by reading through the playlists on my iPhone. So, firstly, I've got a gentleman called Bap Kennedy, and he used to be in a band called Energy Orchard, and he recently made an album with Mark Knopfler, so I'm quite into his album at the minute. It's called The Sailor's Revenge. I've been getting into Bob Dylan of late as well. He's my second playlist on my iPhone. I much prefer his earlier work to his recent blues. The next person is a chap called Colin Hay, and I've got his entire discography on here. I've been into Colin for a while now, and he used to be the lead singer of a band called Men at Work. Next, I've got the entire Dire Straits discography, which gets played quite a lot. I've also got the Gladiator soundtrack. I'm a big fan of Hans Zimmer. The next one is Jeff Wayne, the War of the Worlds album. That's a firm favourite that never gets old. I've got an album from the London Philharmonic Orchestra, and it's called Us and Them, and it's an orchestral interpretation of the great Pink Floyd tracks. Next, I've got, well, I must have 10 different playlists, and they're each Mark Knopfler album. Plenty of his solo albums, every one of them in fact, and also an album with Chet Atkins, Emmylou Harris, and some of his soundtracks that he's done. The next few albums that I've got are Men at Work, Business as Usual, and Cargo. I've got the discography of Mike Oldfield. I've got Morrissey and the Smiths. I've got Neil Young. I've got Paul Simon's Graceland album, which is a firm favourite. I've got Dark Side of the Moon and The Wall by Pink Floyd. They're two awesome albums. I've also got the Pirates of the Caribbean and the Thin Lizzy discography. So, I'm going to share a track with you now. And obviously, those of you that know me will know that I'm a big fan of Mark Knopfler. This track from his latest album is called Dream of the Drowned Submariner, and it's a great song, and it just signifies the sort of things that I'm listening to at the minute. Okay, so I'll leave you with that. Bye for now.
So she did run to him over the grass. She fell in his arms and he caught her. So went the dream of the drowned submariner.